In a move aimed at reassuring financial markets, European officials announced that Greece is unlikely to default on its loans, following progress on a bailout plan. EU Monetary Affairs Commissioner Olli Rehn said negotiations include demands that Greece reduce its massive debt.
I want to underline that this exercise is done not only because of Greece, but for every euro area member state and their citizens to safeguard financial stability in Europe and globally.
Prospects of an imminent deal fueled a sharp rebound on the Athens Stock Exchange and helped the 16-nation euro climb out of a one-year low against the U.S. dollar. Greece must pay 8.5 billion euros in bonds by May 19th. But worries that a key election in Germany could delay aid for Greece help stoke market fears. Analyst Nicolas Scoria says worries intensified this week after Standard & Poor's downgraded ratings for bonds issued by Greece, Portugal and Spain.
There is this fear of contagion. I think that Greece and Portugal are very small countries, but the crisis could spread to Spain, which is a more important player in Europe.
Analysts say fears of a larger debt crisis helped to speed up negotiations. But in Greece, many are angry that tougher austerity measures will hurt workers and retired pensioners. Yanis Panagopoulos is head of Greece's largest workers' union.
The lenders not only pressure, but blackmail and don't accept negotiations. We got the flavor of a very harsh package of measures, measures that are against development, new measures that will lead to recession.
The U.S. has not been immune to the crisis. Key stock indexes fell sharply on Wall Street after the credit downgrades. On Thursday, Democratic Congressman Paul Kanjorski used the Greek crisis to stress the need for U.S. financial reform.
Some recent news reports suggest that bankers crafted derivatives to hide Greek debt. Congress must respond by creating more transparency in our derivative markets, as provided for in the House-passed bill.
Earlier this week, the International Monetary Fund agreed to triple the size of its aid package to Greece. Analysts say the move appears to have calmed global worries of a larger crisis, at least for the time being. Millar Sega, VOA News.